placement of a sexually violent predator in Manila is churning intense public opposition, including from Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors. A letter opposing the sex offender's release was on the consent agenda of routine items and pulled for discussion at the May 6th supervisors meeting. The letter voices the board's firm and unified opposition to conditional release of Richard Stobaugh into a house in Manila due to his, quote, extensive and violent criminal history that includes multiple rapes, sexual assaults at knife point and gunpoint, and an attempted kidnapping. Now in his 70s, Stobaugh's criminal savagery was first punished in 1981. His history of violence was summarized by District Attorney Stacey Eads.
Mr. Stobaugh began sexually violent offenses in 1981 when he preyed upon his first victim, who was an 18-year-old college student. He raped her at knife point in her college dorm. Mr. Stobaugh was convicted. There was a jury trial related to that particular offense, and he was sentenced to state prison. After serving only 5 years for that offense, Mr. Stobaugh was released on parole. It wasn't long before he was reoffending, victimizing women. His range of victims included from the 18-year-old up to the age of 71-year-old female victim. He raped a 41-year-old. He raped a number of victims, almost always with the use of a mask covering his identity as he slipped into their homes. He almost always, if not always, was armed with either a firearm or a knife when he committed these offenses.
Now confined at a state mental hospital, Stobaugh is recommended for conditional release to a house on Peninsula Drive in Manila. But the supervisor's letter states that the release program's, quote, own records indicate that approximately 32% of participants have had their conditional releases revoked for reasons related to community safety. Eads warned against putting Stobaugh in Manila, saying, quote, we maintain that he's a dangerous individual that is likely to reoffend. Stobaugh's placement and supervision is managed by a company called Liberty Healthcare, and Chief DA Investigator Kyla Baxley said the company hasn't properly analyzed Manila.
When we were made aware, and due to some confidentiality restrictions, we were unable to present to the public this particular address, we began some proactive efforts in which to showcase the inacceptability of this particular placement in Manila. Liberty presented a site assessment in which I found to be completely subjective and a misrepresentation of what Manila is made of, to include the bus stops, the schools, the daycares, the parks, the open spaces, the open public spaces. Manila over the last several years has gone under some miraculous improvements and a very rightfully prideful community in regards to those communities. But as with any community, has its vulnerabilities, which makes this all the more reason in which this placement is not appropriate. And one might ask, what does appropriate placement for a predator look like? That's yet to be shown, it's yet to be proven, but we know without a shadow of a doubt, Manila is not the place for him.
Sheriff Billy Hansel has also strongly opposed Stobaugh's release, but couldn't attend the meeting due to being at a meeting in Sacramento. The community's unease was expressed during a public comment period, including by Mario Calson, who is the county's environmental health director.
I'm a resident of Manila and a member of the Peninsula Community Collaborative, which is a group that's trying to make improvements to the community and heal trauma that's been in our community and poverty and things that are hard to work against. And this really sets us back, creates a lot of fear in our community. So I'm here to first off thank Sheriff Hansel for bringing this into the light and making us aware that this proposal was coming to our community, and also to thank the DA's office for engaging, and for you, the Board of Supes, for engaging and being receptive to this idea and sending a clear message. There's intense fears throughout our community, and I want to represent my family. I have two daughters and a son, and two nieces and neighbors, and it's very intense.
The letter is sponsored by Board Chair Michelle Bushnell and Supervisor Mike Wilson, whose district includes Manila. Wilson described the potential release as a high anxiety situation and said, quote, "The community is very, very upset. It's not just Manila, it's also Arcata. The memory of these crimes is burned into the minds and into the soul of the people in the place." Supervisors unanimously approved the letter with an added sentence about how sketchy wireless reception could complicate proposed GPS ankle bracelet monitoring. A court hearing on Stoba's release was set for May 7th, but is continued to July 14th. The continuance allows time for review of public comment and new evidence related to Stoba's conduct while incarcerated at the hospital. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.